Hey, Rob, for all the talk about preparing and not knowing you're going to play, it's an exciting time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You really just do your best right now to, you know, work on yourself, get yourself as ready mentally and physically to go out there and give everything you got come the next time we play. And, you know, really, honestly, doesn't matter who you play. You just got to really focus in on being at your best. And, you know, again, it's an exciting time. And, you know, I'm excited to get ready.
Bill said his message is, hey, we need to play our best on January 16th. So how does that translate to you guys over the next week and a half?
Yeah, I mean, that's putting, you know, every ounce of energy into, you know, looking at the last 16 games, looking at yourself, seeing the things that you need to work on and improve at, and, you know, really just everyone coming together, doing your job, and, you know, putting all the effort that you can into the next couple weeks here of preparation and, you know, going out there, flying around, and having fun.
How you got here really doesn't matter, right? But you guys aren't playing as well as you have in other years. Does that matter at all coming into this?
You know, again, I think that right now you got to focus in on, you know, looking at yourself. What do you need to do better as a football player and doing your job? And, you know, again, I think that everyone right now is really focused in on putting all their effort and energy into the next time we play.
How proud are you of your consecutive game streak? I mean, you could have taken Sunday off and you went down and played. I mean, is it something that means a lot to you?
You know, again, I try my very best every year to obviously, you know, take care of my body and do whatever it takes to help the team win. So, again, I think that consecutive games, you know, early in my career, I couldn't stay on the field for consecutive games. So, you know, just taking pride in the fact that, you know, I try to be there every game and, you know, so I can be reliable and go out there and, you know, do my job. So, again, I think that it's just having that mental toughness and trying to push forward, and now it's focus on playoffs.
What's the mindset this week for you guys? Is it all just about getting healthy and getting better and self-evaluating?
It's all about getting better. I mean, really right now, just focus on yourself. Look at the things that you need to work on as an individual and being a better football player. So, you know, I'm focused on playing better the next time we play.
Sorry if you answered this already, but the younger players talk about learning from the veterans like you. What do they need to know about the playoffs?
Well, you know, really it's a one-game season. So everything you have, you got to put it in the next game you play, or else you won't play another game. So it's putting it all out there and, you know, playing as hard as you can and doing it for each other.
And how do you set the example and show them what to do to prepare?
That's you go out there, you don't say much, you prepare hard, and, you know, you lead by example by going out to practice and practicing my butt off and watching as much tape as I can and going out there and doing my job.
Rob, you this year, your snaps were about in the 80s as opposed to 98, 99 as it's been the last couple of years. I know you've been dealing with a bit of a leg injury, but do you feel any of that? Feel a little bit better as you're going to this playoffs?
You know, again, it doesn't really matter the percentage that I'm on the field. It's, you know, anytime I'm on the field, I'm trying to do my very best to help the team win. So, you know, this year, last year, the year before that, it really doesn't matter. You know, now I'm focused on being on the field the next couple, you know, games we play, the next game we play, and doing the best that I can to help the team win.
I just mean from a wear and tear standpoint.
What's wear and tear? I don't know.
Rob, you mentioned mental toughness. Is that as important as anything this time of year?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's, you know, every football player is mentally tough. You know, you don't make it this far without having mental toughness. So, really, it's just everyone coming together and getting better.
But you're at the end of a long season. You know, guys get nicked up and stuff. You got to push through, right?
It's my job. You know, I'm here, and I'm going to get ready to, you know, go out there and play my very best.
Rob, obviously things didn't go as well as you guys would have liked or are used to down the stretch. But you're glad to be able to put that behind you and now wipe the slate clean and go forward from here?
It's already behind us. You know, we're looking forward. You know, again, just looking forward to our next game that we get to play. Very excited.
Your experience, what's the difference between, the biggest difference that you see between playoffs and regular season?
I mean, if you don't play well, you don't play another game. So you got to do whatever it takes to be at your best.
What's very excited look like?
Very excited? Yeah. I'm very excited right now. I'm excited. Like, I can't wait. I'll put my helmet on right now. I'll go play, you know. So I'm excited. So, again, you got to just, you know, hold it down a little bit before the game so you're not going crazy all week. But, you know, again, you just – you understand, you know, that the level of play is that much greater across, you know, all levels of the game. So and the energy in the stadium, all that stuff, you know, it's even that much greater when you're in the playoffs.